Let's do it.
Ooh, baby.
Hey, guys. Welcome to another week of Autastic, a Comedian's Guide to Autism. I am one of your hosts, Kirk Smith, and here is always my co-host.
Graham K. I'm on the phone. I'm in New York City, the windy city, baby. brotherly love.
Oh, that's not true at all. But how's New York? Is it 20 degrees still? Is that I heard a rumor that's freezing out there. Freezing.
No, it was, but you know what? It was like super, we had something called a snow bomb, which is what the Weather Network does to get, they invent a word to get more ratings. And what that mean, all it was a snowstorm, and it was cold. And then, there was a bunch of snow, and then, it got really, really cold, but I was doing comedy on a cruise in the Caribbean.
Nice.
So I didn't get any of that. And then when I got home, it was 50 degrees.
Ooh.
All the snow was gone. And then one day it was 60 degrees. January. We're all going to die. But there was no snow. It was nice. Real nice.
That's awesome. That's awesome. I had a good week. What did I do this week? I've been down south. As some of you know, I do twice a year. I go down to build houses or work on a community project in Ecuador.
Down south. You went to Central America.
South America, even farther.
South America, the equator. I always go Ecuador is on the equator. That's what you how you can memorize it. But you don't say down south. You weren't in Alabama.
No,
you were in Ecuador. You're on the equator.
I flew over Alabama and kept flying like another 3,000 miles.
Huh.
Yeah, way down there. Way down there.
Did you fly from California, SoCal? You fly over Alabama? No.
Sort of, because you fly to Miami. There's no direct flights to Ecuador from LA. Mm-hmm. So you fly to Miami?
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's the sound they make in Alabama.
I thought that it would go as the crow flies, but
nothing like that. You know what we did this time that I don't remember ever doing before? From Miami, we flew over Cuba. So I don't know if I've ever flown over Cuba. I can't remember. I've flown down there so many times, but I don't remember ever flying over Cuba.
Very fun. You know you can't go to Cuba anymore, and I can.
Is that true? I thought you could still go.
No. Trump put the kibosh on that.
Kibosh?
But
kibosh?
Kibosh. And then
you Canadians and your traffic pylons and all your fake words you have up here. Cutlery.
Cutlery is a real word.
We say flatware.
Flatware. Jeez, that sounds beautiful. Flatware.
Bring us your cutlery. I am the king of England. I don't know.
I'm gonna go to Cuba. And I'm going to use cutlery, and I'm going to go to the washroom. It's going to be great.
Going to make sure you drive around and don't hit the traffic pylons.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to go to the center of town, spelled
Centre?
C-E-N-T-R-E. It's going to be great. What a trip. But anyway.
All my toonies. Hey, what's your next cruise? Where are you going to the Caribbean?
I don't know. I'm going sometime in March. I'm going to L.A. Oh, you know what? This is a real treat for you. I'm going to be in L.A. for 2 weeks. Last week of February, first week of March.
Ooh, that is a treat for me.
Very exciting. I'm going to be off the phone. I'm going to be live in the studio.
Excuse me.
Apartment doing the show.
I don't know why that struck me so funny. That sounds great. That sounds great.
Buckle up.
I'm excited.
Buckle up, L.A. I'm going to come to get all the rolls. Dinner rolls.
I come right after pilot season's over just to swoop in and take everything. I love it.
Take all the leftovers. Yeah.
Week in review. I had a pretty good week. JJ broke a computer again that I just bought.
You sent me a picture of it, and it is hilarious.
I'm going to post it on Facebook because it's insane what it looks like. Very, very frustrated. I bought that at Christmas. And so pretty recent. But
recently, Kirk.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think it's pretty recently. Yeah, I think I
learned how to say flat cutlery.
Cutlery. Yeah, so I was trying to think of when I got this computer, but it was in December, so it's been a month. And I bought the insurance this time.
Very smart.
So
you know, Fool me once. Fool me twice.
Can't be fooled again.
Fool me six more times. But, you know, seventh time, shame on me. And I'm glad you did it. But you finally got the insurance. And so, but you told me off air that you are going to get the like Toshiba, whatever.
The tough book.
Indestructible book.
We've talked about this before. And we had a listener, Christine, and I'll protect her anonymity, C, who reached out and was like, you should get the tough book. And really, like, she like Googled it and looked it up. And I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it.
You know, you should look at it before you buy it. Like, go to the store and look at it, because you know what your son can do with a computer. You know what, like, if can he get his fingers underneath the keys and rip them up? Because it seems from the picture that's he loves that. You know.
Yeah, but it would protect against water, against droppage, because usually it's droppage. And even if he could flick some of the keys off, the underlying thing is gonna remain intact. And Christine did all this research, and she's like, no, we're gonna do this. You got to get this. And she's walking me through it, and she's God bless her. She's really helping.
What a lovely person. Yeah,
lovely,
what
lovely
a great
lady.
Person. So thank you, Christine.
The computer is dedicated to Christine C. The new computer we're gonna get here. I got to do it this week. It's just a busy week, man. Just a busy, busy week. So
yeah.
Yeah. Just
so you got the insurance. You're just gonna. Can you get that towards the Toshiba or the insurance?
It replaces it. So I'm trying to figure out what to do, because it was only like $50, and I told the guy, my son is disabled and he's gonna break this. This isn't gonna be an accidental thing. What does this cover? It's gonna look like somebody tried to break this computer, and they're like, nope, it's gonna be covered. So we're gonna try it. We're gonna try it. See if I can. Yeah. So we'll see. We'll see. Fingers crossed. Maybe if they give me a credit, that would be great. But I'm guessing it'll be I'll get a new one. That'll be a backup for the Toshiba. So,
sure.
Yeah, what are you gonna do? What are you gonna do?
And you know, you've had bad luck with computers in the past couple of years.
I remember yourself. I stayed at your house. Remember that?
Yeah,
I stayed at Graham's house. He was out of town. I was there.
He was doing me a favor, taking care of my cat.
Your cat jumped up on me. I tried to shoo the cat. I accidentally instead knocked my computer off my lap, and it broke.
He threw his computer across the floor because he got scared of a cat.
Oh, Handsome was the name of that cat, I believe. Or was it?
It was Handsome. Handsome, he's a good-looking boy.
Forgot about that cat. Have you seen that cat? Any pictures of the cat on Facebook? Anything?
No.
It's better to be loved and lost Handsome than never loved Handsome at all.
Yeah, I guess so. I do miss Handsome a lot, though, you know? I do. I like animals. I like living with animals. I like coming home and then petting them, and they come greet you. He was a cat that would greet you at the door. He was like, meow, meow, meow.
I know you like animals. I remember when you used to live in that bro house. That was a mess.
Oh, I lived with, four adult male animals. I lived with four. We were all in our 30s and gorillas, just comics
just
living
covered
in
hair. It was just
flop
nasty.
House. Waiting, I was waiting for my ex to move to L.A.
That's right. That's right.
I should have just stayed in that house. I had fun. I had fun over there.
I think it's still there.
It's still there. The city would, when I moved in, the city put up a thing on the door saying, we're going to tear this down. Ready to move.
That was 3 years ago. Years ago.
Can't kill the bro house. Can't do it.
Oh, man. It's just like, Guys, I think we
my
forgot
brother,
to say, this is Comedian's
God,
Guide to
joking.
Autism. I forgot. I don't think we've even said this. This
I know, but people know.
Comedian's Guide to Autism. We're two comedians who have loved ones with autism, and sometimes we get a little off point.
Yeah, for about 10 minutes at the beginning of the podcast. But my brother has autism, and he is in his early 30s, and he would not live in that house that I lived in. He'd be like, this is too dirty. And he'd clean everything. That'd be good.
He'd do all the laundry.
He'd do all the laundry. He would. That would be the. You know what? We would honestly let him live there for free because he would do everybody's laundry and he would clean everything. He wouldn't dust. Somehow does not like dusting, but everything else.
That's funny. He'd do the vacuuming and the laundry.
He loves that stuff. We've been great. But yeah, so you got a you're gonna get this. How much is that Toshiba thing?
I think they're around 600, 700 the tax, and then
not too bad.
If it works, it's worth it. If it works for a year and you can't destroy it for a year, and well, actually, they're like $3,000. We're looking at the refurbished ones because he just needs. Yeah, this lady was kind enough to do some research on it, and so we're looking at refurbished ones, and. Yeah, she's like, I want to help you with this. I want to take care of this. And just, what a sweetheart. What a sweetheart. So.
People are good.
That's what's happened. There's good people out there. She's like, I'm doing good right now. And so we're doing a refurbished one. All he needs is YouTube. So, yeah, I'm excited, man. Fantastic.
Yeah, so that's good. So we got a bunch of in the news.
Yeah, let's do it in the news. This is a very interesting one. I kind of cut you off. Go ahead. Say it again.
No. It sounded like you were cutting me off, but I was just letting you take the horns.
Okay.
I was setting them up. You were not about to knock them down.
This is in Spectrum News. It says, weighing up autism's obesity crisis. And this one jumped out of this because both Graham and I, this hits really home, close to home. You know, JJ got up to about 240 last year, the beginning of last year, about a year ago.
Same thing with Peter. He got up to 240 this year.
Yeah, and he's about 6 foot tall.
Yeah, same thing with my brother. Exact same.
And I'm about 6'2", and I'm closer to 190. So he needs to be about 205 or something. He's a little bit bigger than me. He's just built as a bigger man. But anyway, autism, underlying biology, associated behaviors and treatment can put people on the spectrum at serious risk for obesity. Were you going to say something about Peter, buddy?
No, I'm just saying that he's always had a bigger appetite, a comically big appetite, you know, and he's always had a good metabolism, you know. People in my family have a decent metabolism, and then it sort of conks out at around early 30s, as I'm noticing on myself, as I'm currently doing this podcast. I just got home from the gym and I'm doing this podcast without a shirt.
Oh, sexy. And welcome to Sexy Podcast, guys.
Thank God none of my roommates are home, because this is not a treat for anybody. But anyway,
you got to bring that dad bod to LA and we're going to take you out to the courts.
You saw the dad bods in? Well, I'm taking you to task.
I like how everybody's like, everybody likes dad bods. No, everybody likes dad bods on rich, successful people. Yeah, if it's DiCaprio and has a dad bod, that's because he has an Oscar and $1 billion. That's different. Yeah.
John Hamm can have a dad bod.
Yeah, exactly. Nobody wants to see me with a dad bod in my studio apartment.
Nobody wants a dad bod on a guy with roommates.
Well, oh, it's funny.
No. Yeah, a childless dad with roommates. But anyway, you know, he's always had like a hilarious appetite. Like, you know, I remember the first time I ever saw him at a buffet was at a wedding when he was like my aunt's wedding, aunt and uncle's wedding, when he was like, let's say 5, 6. We let him go to the buffet and he just came back with a full plate of bacon, like a mountain of bacon.
I love it.
And he just powered through it. And we were like, well, he's on vacation. Let him go nuts. He had a heart attack at the age of 12. but that's fine. He did not. He's great.
All right.
But anyway. So anyway, sorry to cut you off. This article reminded me of that there might be a biological reason why.
Yeah. So this is a lengthy article. We're going to cut it down a little bit here. Nicholas Bravo has always been bigger than his twin brother. He's nearly a pound heavier.
Where's the story? Did we set up where this is from?
Yeah, where this article's from? Spectrum News. Uh huh.
Yep. Oh, okay. Sorry.
And that's okay. And by the time they hit their first birthday, they had noticed other differences too. Christopher was babbling, making eye contact, and pointing as he toddled around the family's Long Island home. Nicholas did not, and was soon diagnosed with autism. Obesity runs in their extended family, but their active lifestyle helps Christopher, the twins' parents, and their sister keep the extra pounds off. However, Nicholas does not share their love of sports. He has motor difficulties, is minimally verbal, and often says no when others propose a bike ride or long walks. That sounds like JJ. I'm going to jump ahead here. By the time he was 10, though, his body weight had skyrocketed to 170. And at 5'3", his body weight BMI was at the highest percentile for boys his age. Okay, so now I'm going to jump past the story, which is very heartwarming. Now at 15, he is 100 pounds heavier and dangerously obese. So that would put him at 270.
Big boy.
Big boy. That's a big boy. Does it say his height? 7 inches taller, so he's 5'10". That's a big boy for 270. Okay, so now let's jump ahead to the science here. Growing problem, blah, blah, blah. This is a very long article. All right, here we go. In 2010,
and we're off.
2010, two groups of scientists found that individuals with a deletion of 25 genes on chromosome 16, which is, as we covered in past episodes, there's been a link to autism, are much more likely to have autism, a developmental delay, and obesity than the control group who are not. The deletion, known as 16p11.2, affects only 0.5% of people with autism, but nearly 3% of individuals with this deletion are also obese. So there you go. More evidence that these genes play a role in the body weight came the following year. Some of the scientists found that the opposite scenario, a deletion along this region of chromosome 16, increases the risk of extreme thinness. Children with a duplication often have autism and intellectual disability, plus a low birth rate, in contrast to children with a deletion who tend to be hungry all the time. Those with the duplication may easily be sated and have trouble gaining weight. A large deletion of chromosome 11 associated with autism and attention deficit disorder falls within a stretch of genes linked to intellectual disability and obesity. And a large deletion of chromosome 15 leads to Prader-Willis syndrome. This syndrome was characterized by intellectual disability and, in some cases, autism. As early as toddlers, children with this syndrome are prone to overeating, which leads to extreme obesity from an early age.
Good job on the reading. That was a lot of that was a lot of chromosome talk, and you know, that was a lot. I don't know. I'm not sure I understood all that. Did you understand that?
So I think what it's saying is okay. So as some of our longtime listeners know, we covered in a couple episodes where if you're missing certain genes on chromosome 16. You're much more likely to have autism. They're trying to find the cause of autism, so they're trying to find a way to screen for it, right? So they're trying to find how to, just looking at your genetics, you can tell if somebody has autism. You know, it reminds me of the Larry David episode where he's like, Curvy Enthusiasm, like, does he have autism? Does he just say that, or has he been tested? But there'll soon be a test, I think, you know, certainly within my lifetime. And so now they're talking about the deletion of certain genes on that specific chromosome are linked not only to autism, but also to overeating. Basically, they have an insatiable appetite, which, you know, they can't, they feel hungry all the time. Because that's the thing with, I think we have with JJ sometimes, is he's always looking to eat. And sometimes, it's like, I know you can't be hungry. We ate an hour ago, and I watched you eat. So, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's not his fault.
Kind of, it's not your fault. There's some biology in there, and we need to have him, you know, we could have him tested for this, but there's some biology. It looks like there's biology surrounding it that is going to, that has links to autism, that's going to inform the kid's behavior. And I think that's important to know, that it's not something that you're going to out talk with them. It's something you're going to have to, you know, make healthy choices and really fight the internal biology of what these kids are fighting with.
I don't think this article is saying, and nor are we suggesting that you just throw your hands up and go, it's out of my hands.
No,
you know, there's no way we can stop this. It's biological. It's, you know, it's just they're more predisposed to that. So, I mean, Peter has been able to make healthier choices. He goes in and out. He struggles with it, but he goes in and out, my brother.
Yep.
And right now he's on a good swing. And so, it's just something to keep an eye on, I suppose. And I'm just, you know, I'm sure that a lot of you listening have already come to that conclusion yourself. But it's just interesting to know that it is biological, you know.
No, it's encouraging at some level. At least for me, I feel like, okay, so it's not, because, you know, as a parent, sometimes you beat yourself up like, oh, it's bad parenting. We didn't.
Yes, you know, we're not, exactly.
We're not getting to run enough. We're letting him eat bad stuff. And
right.
some of this stuff is just the way his little body or big body is designed or programmed. And so
exactly.
You're fighting an uphill battle. Still can be done, but it's, you know, what's worked for us, or me, I guess now, I should change my language, is he's now in a, you know, the full-time care facility where he's at. They lock the refrigerators after 8 o'clock. That's it. It's locked. You know, we saw you eat.
Mm-hmm.
Now you got to wait till morning. And I think that's one of the...
Go ahead.
I think that's one of the big things. Like, he still goes and checks on the fridge once in a while, but not as much as he did at the beginning.
Right.
There's a physical on it.
And your stomach shrinks, you know?
Yeah. You can... His behaviors, you can modify and relearn, so...
And has he been losing weight, Kirk?
He's lost a lot of weight. He's down to, like, I think he's 209. He's down to a single XL.
Wow.
Yeah. So
that's not a bad weight for a 6 foot, 209.
Yeah.
That's okay.
He's fluctuating a little bit, and I'm probably the worst because when I got there, I bring him a bunch of crap. But it's like
on a
day to day, he's doing good. He's doing good.
And,
so.
And are you still talking to him every day on Skype and stuff?
We had a little call today. He's playing corn.
He's in
sometimes.
Sweden for our listeners who don't know. His son is in Sweden, and Kirk is in L.A. He's at a really good Kirk's got him in one of the best care facilities in the world. And he's got really, really good nurses that he's got a crush on, which is fantastic.
Yeah, that's great. He's so
and
great.
Kirk doesn't have a crush on the nurses. His son does.
Someday I'll
you
make
might have
it
a crush. I don't want to speak for you, but
I have to cut you off. Sorry, buddy. Over the phone's tough sometimes.
I
was just going to say, I'd love to get him out here. So someday I'll make it in show business and we'll live in the next town over and I'll get to see him every week. But for now, this is the best solution we've got for him, and it's better than anything he's had. So.
You can't beat yourself up. He's in a great place and he's having a good life. You know, he's having a better life than a lot of people with his severity of disability. And, you know, you're a good dad.
I think that's what this podcast is all about. I call you, you tell me I'm a good dad, and then I have another week. I think it's...
Yeah, it's keeping Kirk alive, this podcast. Yeah. I would just ignore your calls if it weren't for this podcast.
I know. You're like, hey, I'm sorry, we have to talk. Sorry, Graham. Like, what? Podcast.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, right, sorry.
Yeah, there's no podcast. It's just, you've been lying to me.
this is Graham's court-sanctioned duty. He has to do this. It's required by law. I'm going to be posting this article today. Reach out to us. We'd love to hear from you guys. And we'll be doing letters from listeners soon. So this is your chance. Take a second and like us on iTunes. It helps us in the ranking. Rate and review us
on
iTunes.
Patreon.
Yes.
Donate on Patreon. We need you to donate on Patreon. We desperately need you to donate on Patreon. If you don't,
Graham will stop calling me for my weekly update and encouragement.
Yep. Kirk will spiral. if you can donate, that would be greatly appreciated. If you cannot, thank you so much for listening. That's good enough. Tell your friends about the podcast. That would really help us. We are on iTunes, as you know, because you're listening to it right now. But rate us and give us a good review. That helps with the algorithm on iTunes and promotes
and
all that jazz.
We also are on all the other ones, too. Somebody informed me we are on all the other media things. So take a second. Do the same thing. Switcher, all that stuff. Or whatever it's called. We'd appreciate
Stitcher.
It. Stitcher. That's what I meant to say, obviously.
Yeah, I'm not sure we're on Stitcher. We might be on Spotify.
Somebody messaged me
sure.
And was telling us that we were on one of them, Podbean, I think. Anyway.
Yeah. Okay.
I will be in Portland next week. If you're in the Portland area, hit me up. I will be at the Harvey's, I think it is, February 8th, 9th, 10th, 11th, 7 shows. Is that possible? Jeez Louise. So if you're in Portland, come say hi.
Sounds good. And if you're in New York City... check out my website, comedybythegraham.com. comedygram.com, comedy by the gram, that's me.com. And my Twitter and Instagram is my name, Graham K, with OK on the end, OKAY. So, yeah.
I'm Kirk Smith Comedy. Follow me on Instagram, get all your fixes of JJ's computer and life, and Kirk Smith Comedy. Guys, we love you. You can do it. Have a great week.
Yep.